With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that celebrates the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of inspirational listening. At the height of the pandemic, we invited listeners to submit titles of sacred anthems and hymns that have been helpful to them during this time of crisis. We received an overwhelming response, and on today's program, we'll enjoy a wonderful variety of pieces chosen by you, our listeners. Great music by Bruckner, Lauridsen, Stopford, Dawson, and a host of others. We'll begin with one of the great hymn tunes of the 20th century, Michael, composed by Herbert Howells, which he named for his son who died in childhood. It sets words of Robert Bridges, adapted from the German of Joachim Neander. All My Hope on God is Founded is sung by the choir of King's College, Cambridge, with the addition of a fanfare begun by Howells and completed by Christopher Palmer. Stephen Clebury conducts.
Thank you.
The hymn, All My Hope on God Is Founded, was suggested by John in Houston, Texas, and Reuben in Irvington, New York. It was performed by the choir of King's College, Cambridge, accompanied by the Wallace Collection and organist Benjamin Bale. All were conducted by Stephen Clebury. Richard in Boston requested a setting of the hymn, It Is Well With My Soul. We'll hear it, arranged by John Nesbeck and sung by the choir of the First Christian Reformed Church of Detroit. Elizabeth Moore Dowdell directs. It Is Well With My Soul, as arranged by John Nesbeck. The choir of the First Christian Reformed Church of Detroit was led by Elizabeth Moore Dowdell. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Morton Lauridsen has been an influential voice in American choral music in the past several decades, with the multi-movement Lux Aeterna being among his signature works. Muriel, in Traverse City, Michigan, suggested the fourth movement of this work, Veni Sancte Spiritus. We'll listen to it from its premiere recording, made in 1998, by the Los Angeles Master Chorale. Paul Solomonovich conducts. Veni Sancte Spiritus from Lux Aeterna by Morten Lauridsen. Paul Solomonovich led the Los Angeles Master Chorale in that performance. Margaret in Waterloo, Ontario, suggested a choral setting of the 17th century hymn by Georg Neumark, If Thou But Suffer God to Guide Thee. We'll listen to a setting of that chorale by Jody Lind. It's sung by the Calvin College Alumni Choir, led by Charles K. Smith.
Oh.
Children of the Heavenly Father, in an arrangement by Robert Schultz, was sung by the St. Olaf Choir, directed by Anton Armstrong. It was requested by David in South Carolina. Earlier, we heard a setting of the hymn, If Thou But Suffer God to Guide Thee, arranged by Jody Lind. Charles K. Smith led the Calvin College Alumni Choir, accompanied by Kenneth Boss. The motets of Anton Bruckner are monuments of 19th-century choral literature and bear the unmistakable imprint of his deeply spiritual character and the grand musical gestures of his compositions. John, in Houston, has suggested the motet setting a text from Philippians chapter 2, Christus factus est, Christ was made obedient unto death. The choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston is led by Brady Knapp.
Thank you.
Music of Anton Bruckner. The choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston sang Christus Factus Est. Brady Knapp conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Norwegian-born composer Ola Yalo has made a great impact on choral music in America in recent years for both sacred and secular compositions, often blending the two in interesting ways. He says of this next work, Northern Lights, that it's probably the most Norwegian of his pieces to date. It sets a Latin text from the Song of Songs and is musically inspired by what he describes as the, quote, terrible beauty of the Northern Lights. Charles Bruffy leads the Phoenix Chorale in this performance, which was suggested by Julie in Cleveland. Northern Lights by Ola Yalo. The Phoenix Chorale performed, with Charles Bruffy conducting. In addition to the wonderful music included in this program, we've also assembled a playlist of other beautiful pieces that may offer comfort and lift your spirits during this troubling time. You can find a link to this playlist on our website, withheartandvoice.org. Many of the African-American spirituals became well-known to listeners through the legendary arrangements of William L. Dawson. Christine in Wilmette, Illinois, and Clayton in Honolulu requested a setting of There is a Balm in Gilead, and we'll listen to a recording by the St. Olaf Choir of Mr. Dawson's arrangement, conducted by Anton Armstrong. Soprano is Marvis Martin. Two Pieces Offering Comfort in Troubling Times. Do Not Be Afraid by Philip Stopford was sung by the choir of Truro Cathedral led by Christopher Gray. It was requested by Kathy in Rochester, New York, and by Ruth Ann in Maine. Earlier, the St. Olaf Choir sang There Is a Balm in Gilead, arranged by William L. Dawson. Anton Armstrong conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Two pieces calling on God's presence through the night and throughout life are coming up. Toby in Little Rock and Scott in Rochester both requested the hymn Abide With Me, which we'll hear sung by the University of Texas Chamber Singers, led by James Morrow. Following that, we'll listen to Eagle Hovland's lovely prayer, Stay With Us, requested by Donna in Hobbs, New Mexico, and sung by the choir of Christ Church Cathedral in Louisville. Robert Bozeman conducts.
Thank you.
Stay With Us by Eagle Hovland. The choir of Christ Church Cathedral in Louisville was led by Robert Bozeman in this performance, recorded live. Earlier, the University of Texas Chamber Singers, led by James Morrow, sang the hymn Abide With Me. The sturdy American folk hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, was requested by Anthony in Orlando, Florida. We'll hear a rousing arrangement of it by Mac Wilberg, who leads the Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square in this recording.
Teach me song.
Jack Wilberg led the Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square in his own arrangement of Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music chosen by you, sacred pieces that listeners have found to be helpful during these difficult days. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is also available for on-demand listening on our website, withheartandvoice.org. And in addition, we've assembled a playlist of beautiful pieces to offer comfort and solace in these troubling times. The playlist is linked on our website as well. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for another edition of With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.